When you buy a tiger, right, you also have to feed it. Satisfy it.
And I'm rather unscrupulous.
I know all about your qualifications, and they're excellent.
Okay, here's the deal. The second half of Lars von Trier's taboo arthouse film Nymphomaniac is now available, and it serves to wrap up the sordid stories that began in the first film. Now that we've established Jo's hypersexual lifestyle, we see how she handles real-world consequences from it, as well as the challenges of growing older. Not as brazen as the first half, the movie deals more with the regret and impact on one's adult life. Jo is no longer hiding in her sexuality, but lost in it, trying to discover how to find intimacy in a world she has shut out. Though still exaggerated at times and not always believable, Nymphomaniac Volume 2 is worth checking out for those who enjoyed the first volume and want a conclusion, though it's not something to see on its own. Nymphomaniac Volume 2 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.